welcome to the All Things Overlanding podcast. My name is Fletch, and I'll be your host. Are you ready for some great overlanding content? Then let's get into it. Hey everybody, Fletch from All Things Overlanding here. On today's episode of the podcast / vlog, I'm going to be talking about my top three easy budget camp dinners. Somebody posted up on the All Things Overlanding Facebook page. If you're not, you know, a follower over there, go follow on Facebook, join the conversation. But one of the subscribers, Will, thank you, Will, for posting up about camp kitchen setups. He posted up and kind of showed his setup, which was awesome. A box with, you know, that they limit themselves to so that they can only take what's in the box when they go camping, which is good because otherwise that stuff tends to expand. Mine is out of control. And so that kind of made me think about cooking and efficiency. And, you know, as I've gotten further and further along the trail of Overlander, I guess, if you will, I've gotten further and further away from like the really basic stuff. But at the same time, I still just like a good, like really easy to make, really small footprint, you know, dinner. Like, for example, here in a couple weeks, I'm going on a trip. It's like a two-nighter to Georgia for a specific reason, to pick up a new thing that I'm getting for the truck, which there will be more info coming on that here soon. But on that trip, I don't want to take a ton of stuff with me because I have the thing that I'm picking up is large, and I just don't know how much room I'm going to have in the truck. So I'm going to probably take some of these things I'm going to mention on this episode today. So again, these are going to be my top three, you know, favorite cheap, small footprint dinners for camping / overlanding. But I want you guys to post up in the comments as well. Post up down below. Let me know what's your go-to. What do you take? Are you a ramen person? Are you a hot dog person? Are you a gas station sandwich person? Like, what is your go-to easy, cheap, you know, overlanding meal? Before we dive into the episode, of course, wanted to mention my featured partners, Trail Built Off-Road. Helped me out with the wheels and tires for the truck. So if you want to see that setup, particularly if you have a 6x114.3 lug pattern, you can check out that down below. Their website's really awesome. I will put a tag up here to a video that I just did about the experience that I had with them, which was great. So definitely check them out. And if you buy anything, there is a spot in the checkout that says who sent you. Just check that All Things Overlanding box in there if you could, to let them know that I sent you. I'd appreciate it. So next is Overland Addict. Again, fantastic company, awesome website, tons of stuff to choose from, a top line, kind of high line overlanding gear. So if you're looking for good quality stuff that's been tested out by an overlander, that is a good place to go as well. Check him out through that link down in the description below. Last US Bags, again, amazing quality bags for overlanders. They make awesome stuff. The link below will send you to Overland Addict's website where he has a ton of their stuff available. So definitely check them out as well. And then Northology Adventures, awesome free online adventure-focused magazine. So it's totally free. Click through that link, sign up on the page, middle of the page, scroll down, throw in your email, and sign up for that free magazine. So without further ado, though, let's dive into top three easy budget overlanding / camp meals.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
All right, guys. So, you know, I was recently watching the second McKenzie series of Expedition Overland, and that's kind of what gave me the idea for this episode. Was they were, you know, cooking something at camp, and they were talking about pre-made meals, which is a great option, and I'm not saying anything bad about that at all. That takes a lot of planning, right? A lot of prep, a lot of planning. You got to kind of think ahead. You've got to pick stuff that's going to keep well if it's pre-put together. I'm not so good at that, so that's on me more than it is on the you know, viability of, you know, packing ahead. But I saw that and it was really neat. Like, they made some barbecue, I think, one night. They just had some sauce off to the side. They had the meat in a bag. Like, it was really smart, actually. And I was like, ooh, that's a good idea. And then I was like, what are my big ones? Like, if I had to pick three of my top overlanding cooked meals, like not just, you know, Lunchables or like pre-made type stuff, but things that I would actually cook but are still really easy, require very few ingredients and very few like pieces of equipment to cook. So let's just, I'm going to kind of run through those. Again, my focus is on budget-mindedness, cheapness of the thing, less ingredients, less gear, and small footprint. So things that aren't going to take up a ton of room in your vehicle. So again, if that's something that's interesting to you, you should get a lot out of this episode. Again, when you listen to it on podcast or if you're watching it on YouTube, post up in the comments below and let me know kind of your thoughts and what your go-tos are, because, you know, we can never have too many ideas. These are mine, but you guys might have even better ones. So I'd love to hear from you. So starting off with number one, you guys have heard me talk about this before, but Wolf Brand Chili. No, I'm not sponsored by Wolf Brand Chili. I don't get anything from Wolf Brand Chili. If they contact me, though, I will take a lifetime supply of this stuff because I love it and I eat it all the time and it's delicious. But what I recently did, so I've always just brought this with me. And here's the thing is, it's already ready to go in the can. Literally, all you have to do is cut open the can. I use one of my little small, I'm looking around to see if I have one, I don't, but a little small pocket can opener. Like military style can opener, open it, but it's literally on my keychain. So I don't need any special equipment. I don't need anything else. If you had a knife, you could make that work. You know, you can get into it, but you basically just open up the can, pour it into a pot and you heat it up over a fire, over a stove, over a jet boil, whatever you've got. I mean, pretty much anything with heat, you can warm this stuff up and you're good to go. What I recently did, and this is a matter of choice, right? Like whether you like sour cream and cheese and chives and that kind of stuff, you can get as crazy as you want, right? But what I've recently done is taken a couple of small little Tupperware containers, put some sour cream in it, and put some cheese in it, and then I heat up the chili and I dump that stuff in on top of it, and it makes it even better. Even better than it is out of the can, which is really good out of the can. But just adding that little layer, that little bit of pre-packing, right, and pre-thought, and with my fridge especially, like it's no problem to keep that stuff cold. Just throw those little containers down the bottom of it and I'm good to go. But so that is like my number one. That is the one that I go to all the time, especially in like fall and winter when it's cold out and you want something warm. Chili's a good option, especially when you make it a little fancier. If you want to throw chives in, throw some other stuff, whatever ingredients you like, right? But just spicing it up, not just eating the chili out of the can, made that even better for me. So that is meal number one. And it's super easy, right? And here's the thing too is like, you know, we're all a little bit different, but you could have sides with that really easily. Like you could bring some crackers if you're a crackers and chili person, right? Like there's ways that you can expand that meal and sort of make it even easier, even bigger by adding some different sides to it, right? So meal number two.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Steak and instant mashed potatoes. I'm a huge meat and potatoes guy. I was raised in the southern part of Indiana. Like my mom, 3 or 4 nights out of the 7 every week, we would have some sort of meat and some sort of potatoes. That's just how I was raised. And I love it. I still love it. But these are really easy too, right? Again, I have a fridge. If you have a cooler or a fridge, you got to be a little careful if you have a cooler because steak can, if you don't put it in something that's, you know, like a Ziploc bag or something to seal it out, do not trust those styrofoam packages. I've had a steak get ruined multiple times putting it in a cooler with ice where the water seeps in and it ruins the steak, makes it gross. If you have a fridge, you're good to go. Throw it in the fridge. If you have a cooler, just wrap it up in a Ziploc bag or something that it'll fit in that's airtight and put that in your cooler and you should be good to go. But so you got your steak, all you have to do is, you know, have something flat like a pot, a pan, anything that it will fit in, a griddle if you have a griddle or a Blackstone, something like that to cook it on. And then instant mashed potatoes, I have the thing memorized because I make it so often, but it's 2 cups of water, pour it into a pot, bring it to a boil, dump in your potatoes and you're good. If you want to bring butter too, if you want to prep a little bit more, bring a little Tupperware thing of butter, dump that in. Perfect. Perfect. You can even use the cheese and the sour cream for that. So if you didn't use it for your chili or you didn't end up having the chili, boom, you can swap it around, put it in your instant mashed potatoes and you've got fancy instant mashed potatoes, right? Cook your steak. I oftentimes have a griddle that sits on top of my double burner Coleman stove. You can boil water right on top of that. I set my pot of water right on top of the griddle and the heat comes right up through the griddle and boils the water just fine while I'm cooking my steak off to the side. So that's an option too. You can do that. But then with that, you know, again, you can add whatever sides you want with it, but canned veggies, super easy. Same idea, right? I'm trying to minimize if I had like a 3-night trip, I could bring my chili. I've got to have a can opener, right? I've got to have cheese and sour cream. And if night two is steak and potatoes, I could, you know, have extra sour cream and extra cheese that I can mix into my mashed potatoes. And I've got to open a can of veggies to go with it. I've got my can opener, right? So it's simplification, right? But I have different meals every night that require the same gear. So like some canned green beans, you pour them into, you know, a pot with the juice that's in the can and you heat them up and you're good to go. So that is my sort of number two. One thing to be cognizant of with that is you do kind of have to, you either have to have pots that have measurements on the side of them so that you know how high to fill that up, or you have to bring, like, I have some silicone folding measuring cups that I just keep in with all my cooking stuff. They take up almost no room. So just be aware of that. Like, you can, if you get it wrong with instant mashed potatoes, they can be weird. They can either be way too watery or way too dry. So you got to be careful. Or you play it by ear a little bit and you can add some water. Just start with a little bit less than you think is 2 cups and then go up from there. So that's number two. Number three, my easy top meal. And then I'm going to throw in a bonus one after this because I just thought of this, but it could kind of go hand in hand with this number three. So speaking of, you know, being able to use the same stuff for multiple meals. For me, it's hamburgers. Hamburgers or hot dogs, either one of those things, right? They're really easy to cook. Again, if my griddle, pop a couple hamburgers on there. You just let the heat go right through the griddle, cook them up. If you want to bring seasoning, you can get as crazy as you want, right? But you don't have to. And then you just need buns and you need condiments and you're good to go. Maybe some Pringles, some potato chips, something like that as your side, if you will. Super easy, super small footprint stuff, right? And again, you can make it whatever you want. You can bring potato salad. You can bring other stuff if you have a fridge as a side. You can go as crazy as you want, but it's just really easy to make. It's really easy to keep. Really, besides the buns and the condiments and the hamburgers, that's all that there is to it, right? So it doesn't take up a lot of room. So then my bonus one for you here, right? So this one I just thought of, but again, it goes along the same line. So if you brought a bunch of hamburger buns for your hamburgers, you could also do Manwich, Sloppy Joe's. Really easy, right? Manwich comes in a little can. Same thing. You need your can opener. You need some hamburger, but just like the steak, right? Just put it in a Ziploc bag if you're in a cooler or put it in the fridge whole. Brown up your meat, dump in your Manwich. Grab a bun, slap it on there, Sloppy Joe's. Chips for a side, green beans for a side. All this stuff is interchangeable, right? Again, I'm a guy. I'm a very guy. Like, I'm not fancy. I know this probably sounds like hobo food. But when you're out camping and you've, you know, cut down wood or, you know, worked your way through a trail all day or had to do a recovery or two, you're exhausted by the time you get to camp. Easy is better. Simple is better. Small footprint stuff is better. And, of course, cheap is always good, in my opinion, right? So that is definitely a thing too. So I hope that those were helpful for you. I know this one's a little bit shorter this week. I've been really slammed with work and stuff. So I wanted to put something together for you guys, but I didn't want to make it super, super long. Again, this is intended, like most of mine, to be a conversation. So I want you guys to post up in the comments down below. I want you to tell me your thoughts. Give me some ideas, right? Give everybody else some ideas. Let's share with each other so that we can all kind of, you know, come up with ideas together to make our trips even better. But I hope that gives you some ideas, gives you a small insight into the poor hobo life that I live when I go on trips. But, you know, as always, if you're not already, check the links down below. You know, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, I'm on the podcast if you're on YouTube if you're on the podcast. Come hang out in all those places. If you go to my website, allthingsoverlanding.com, there's spots on most of the pages to sign up for a newsletter. I've started to try and do a newsletter at least once a month. Don't want to bombard you guys with stuff, but just like interesting, cool stuff that I'm not putting on the other channels. One of those is I've got some new patches coming in the next few weeks, that I think are going to be pretty cool. They're more funny and they're less like just about the channel. They're more just like general camping type, patches. I sent out a little note about that in the last newsletter. So definitely go to the website and sign up for that. And then lastly on the website too, I do have right now all things Overlanding patches and All Things Overlanding stickers for sale on there. If you want to support the channel, if you like the content, you know, I'd rather you get something than you just donating money to me. Like, that's not what I want. But if you buy something, then that helps out as well. So check out that link down below to that as well. But post up in the comments. I'd love to hear from you guys. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.